This morning's reading is from the second Prophecy to the Americas, chapter 34, on the need of a religion of light. And the common people subject to the powers of darkness, though they know it not, shall inquire as to the need of any religion in the world. For they believe that all religions are alike, the product of superstition, empty theology, and false gods. People of darkness have made religion such, but the founders of these religions were holy ones inspired of God for some holy purpose in the world. Degeneration comes to all things that have lost hold of the source, which is light. And people fall away from the original teachings, failing to understand the precepts, because they reject the light and cannot understand it due to their low mentality and lack of spiritual perception. And because the religions of the world are reflections of the men and women who form them and sustain them, the popular religions of the world have faded and become shadows of the founders instead of sources of light. Those of little reasoning believe that the individual is a free agent, capable of making his or her own decisions as a master of personal destiny. Such notions are without foundation, the infantile product of unlettered minds, ignorant of sacred writings. People are easily led astray by such notions and fall easy victims to the powers of darkness that control them through material institutions. A religion of light comes into the world to teach men and women formulas that are as reliable as chemical functions or mathematical formulas, but that are superior to both. By proper application of these formulas, men and women can alter the world in which they live. For philosophical formulas exist, which the common person can apply to change himself or herself into a higher being that understands divine reason, that is beyond the understanding of the unenlightened individual. Savage men and women in the primitive environment of the primeval forests might question that scientific formulas exist, which civilized man uses to mold his surroundings. Civilized men and women may doubt the existence of an exact religion with formulas that can be applied in harmony with natural forces to transmute an individual from a low type to a high type. But ignorance is the fault of people everywhere and is not restricted to the primitive. For compared to enlightened men and women of light, unenlightened men and women are as primitive types compared to civilized types. Like all disciplines, a religion of light has its formulas, its laws and codes, an authorized teaching representative of a workable system to alter man and his world for the good of the cosmos. Religion is the name of the divine science or system by which these ends may be attained. Nothing is attained outside of an organized system, which is lasting and self-perpetuating. A religion of light is the ship that safely carries men and women across the great waters of the unknown. Without it, they are helpless creatures adrift on a stormy sea at the mercy of the elements. Above all, a religion of light is the system that men and women use to journey beyond the limitations of the material world. People say they will not fall ill, but they do. People say they will not suffer, but they do. People say they will not grow old, but they do. They say they will not die, but they do. People say they will be saved, but they are not. For I say unto you that the willing and believing of people is as a soft breeze upon the shores of time. Little is changed by it. Those of arrogance and ignorance are pitiful above all things, for they reject the one means by which they may attain the immortality that they so desire. And we will now have the blessings.